soon.
Welcome back. Another episode of Scenario Podcast. We are back. Appreciate everybody for listening as always. Brother Matt Whitener is here. He is still engaged.
I'm still engaged. 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, man. We got emails. The streets didn't know if it was possible that you still be engaged.
Yo, hold up, man. Hold up. Like, because I had conversations about this. Like,
yes, sir.
First of all, I want to get to the bottom of number one, where these funds came from, and also why the shock and awe in the
These funds have not gotten into my bank account yet. So these funds have not been issued as of lately.
See, if there's action happening on the steps of my life and I'm not getting cut in on it, I feel like I've been cut short.
I have not got one piece of funds from any of this.
But it did happen, though. A bet did happen. Can tell me this. How long ago did the bet get placed? Like, we're going to eventually get around to Michael Cohen today. We're going to start right here.
See, you're going to put me out there.
Mr. Frierson, could you please just specify for the committee when said bet was placed and what were the grounds on which it occurred under?
Check it out. I was at the assailant's home.
The assailant's home.
The assailant.
I was going to say, the assailant's home sounds like a movie that's only on Redbox.
Only on Redbox, right? Okay, the assailant's home. Not my home. I was at the assailant's home. There was a bet that went on this probably roughly 18 months ago.
Oh.
Maybe, let's say 13 to 18 months ago. Not sure what scale when it was, but it was a substantial amount of me, you know, showing love to my brother. Mm-hmm. There was another sign. It's like, I don't know. And I was like, I do know.
Were you using inside information or were you just taking a hunch?
But there's another person that should have had inside information too.
But wait a minute. Where did the inside information come from? Because 18 months ago, I didn't even know what I was going to do.
Right. No. This is a whole thing of a higher level of, is it going to live? And I was just like, oh, it's going to live, man, baby. We good. He good.
Oh.
Look, my man is good.
Okay.
He got this.
Okay.
Trust it. Okay. Trust the process.
Okay.
Trust the process. Some people didn't believe it. They said, hey, I'll bet you $100 that you don't know what you're talking about. And I said, I know what I'm talking about because I see with my eyes. And I know a little bit more about transgressions when it comes to that kind of thing because to a certain extent, and this may be weird, but I think, no, I won't say that because me and Lotta are the homeboys who they fucking with too, though. So I'm not going to say that. But I feel like there is a certain aspect of, yo, like, when somebody tell you they fucking with somebody for real, like, as a man, you believe them?
Mm-hmm. When another man tells you
that
they rocking with a chick for real,
you'd be like, oh, shit. Now, normally you're like, for real?
Like, yo, bro, don't pass me the hose. I don't want them.
Yeah, like, no, I'm good, man. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, it was just a thing. And it was so now the person is backtracking, trying to give me gift cards. They're trying to give me Pasta House gift cards.
A Pasta House gift cards.
They're just trying to do everything possible to say that was under duress.
Under duress?
That bet was under duress. Now they're trying to say the bet was under duress.
What could have possibly?
Because they said that they were drinking and it was under duress.
When you're drinking, you're definitely telling your truth.
They said it was under duress. And now keep in mind,
now, did you supply the drinks or were you just having the conversation during the scenario?
No, they supplied the drinks.
So they were drinking under their own accord.
Yeah.
It was not you supplying
the. It was at their home.
Yeah, so I mean, that's absolutely.
I didn't bring no bottles, dude.
I want $10 of this.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just want $10.
No, that's fine.
I'll put it in the ENJ fund.
No, I was bringing six pack through.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Cam. What about the Cam beers? Are they still existing?
I think they're still there, yeah.
Yeah, we'll buy some Cam beers.
We'll have some Cam beers when we have Cam on.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'll put that in the Cam beer fund.
Okay.
For the Cam beer fund.
All right, cool. We'll get to it.
But yeah, shout out to our listeners, man. The last couple of episodes, y'all been really rocking with us, man. Like, y'all been really, really rocking. Yo, y'all, the white folks have come out. No, we have, and not our white folks, our listeners that are very gracious and appreciative of us, that we have great white listeners. Mm-hmm. We talking about that ones like on our YouTube, our new YouTube followers that have come in and said the black, he said the Black History Drive of race baiting.
Oh yeah, race car draft. When race car draft. He says the race car playing the what's it a draft of playing the race car. I'm like, man, here's my thing. All right, check this out. Racism and racist comments are what the internet is truly based on now.
And YouTube is the worst.
Though. Yeah, yeah. YouTube is pretty bad. I don't read comments like ever. I don't even look at comment sections. Like if a message comes in, I don't even like pay attention. I just delete it like a bunch of like all those ads that find your email three times a day. But because I just don't read them. I've been writing for too long and I've been just in the game for too long with that. But my thing about it is if you're going to leave a racist comment like for yourself to like enjoy, like make it a good one, like really dig in. I mean, like my thing is, if you're gonna, if you nigger or something. Like, if yeah, exactly. Like really, really be racist if you're gonna do it. Like don't be racist and then like laugh to yourself about it and make like a bad joke. Like I really want you to be racist. Like go for it.
Yeah, go all out.
Yeah.
And my thing is like, you didn't listen at all to the episode thing because we literally were having fun and giving Black history information and having fun.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that people make comments about things on the internet that they haven't read or viewed?
Yeah, I am saying
what
that.
What the hell? What?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Oh, man.
Huh? Yeah, I'm saying that.
Okay, cool.
Man. That's what it is, though, man.
Good enough.
Let's go and jump into the mailbag.
Yeah, let's talk to some people that did actually listen to it.
Listen to the last episode. To the Jussie Smollett episode is very, very keen in these streets, though. The people really are loving it, though. Shout out to all listeners that really shared it out. We had somebody sharing it on, a couple people sharing it on Instagram. I didn't know them. They were like, yo, this is what's up.
Okay.
Jussie Smollett.
The Jussie system.
No, they made it to Jussie Smollett care package.
Oh.
Somebody put his Jussie Smollett care package. I was like, damn, I wish I was smart enough to figure this out in the back end to call the Jussie Smollett care package. Shout out to a first listener. This one comes from Glass Malone. I know it's not the real Glass Malone, the rapper, but I will take you for what you are.
Why can't it be Glass Malone?
It's not Glass Malone, the real rapper, though.
Why not?
No way possible.
Could be.
It's not.
We have famous people on the show all the time.
Yeah, but it's not Glass Malone.
Okay.
Because Glass Malone, I would feel like the Glass Malone, real rapper, would have hit me up, though, like, hey, yo, my G, I'll send you an email. Or one of us.
Probably not me. Probably it's more or less you.
Probably because I'm a hip hopper and he'd be like, oh yeah, yo, hey, sent you an email though.
Like if,
and the, but at the same time, he'd be like, my new mixtape coming out.
If that's somebody would call me with that, I would be like, please hold for Daryl. Like, I know you weren't looking for me.
It was sent to the wrong area.
Like. Yeah, wrong office. That's next door.
But no, I feel like a Glass Malone would be like, hey, my mixtape at the bottom. And like, I feel like that's how like the conversation would go though.
Okay.
So this one goes, yo, y'all with this Jussie Smollett care package are very on point with the, what y'all saying. Have y'all really thought about how this can affect the Black community as a whole, or do you all think that this is something that is going to just blow over overall in the total landscape? Just wanted to see what you all thought. Also, PA, some shout out to all my people out there in Arizona. Shout out to all my Arizona. Go ahead. I'm not going to shout out Arizona State on that. Just off the strength, though.
Maybe. Why not?
Shout out to Arizona State and all my people that be going out and hitting these streets though off in Tempe.
Did Arizona State beat Mizzou at something and I don't remember it?
No.
Oh, I thought you were doing it to spare me.
No.
Oh, okay. They beat y'all?
No. You know, Arizona beat us throwing in the Maui Classic with four of our players suspended and hurt though. That's nothing.
Did you use that as a disclaimer or?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's 100%.
Because y'all would have won otherwise?
Yeah. Yeah, by sure. By far.
Oh, okay.
By far.
Okay, cool.
By far.
Yeah.
I had to talk about the Thought Tour, though. Went down to Dallas and Fort Worth this past weekend.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on our listeners' email, though, as we go over though.
I mean, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I will admit that I'm a little bit off of my usual position right now because you didn't gave me the most hood of malt liquor drink.
It's not, no, it's not. This is the new hood malt liquor, though.
This is super hood. This tastes like...
This is
this
the
shit
new...
tastes like 1997.
And you know that's why I like it, though. It tastes like the St. I Special Brew, but in a small little can.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I wish it was in the 40, though, it's so I have more.
A 40 of this?
Yeah.
You're not going home.
I'm just gonna post.
If you drink a 40 of this at any point in the day, this Monaco, Tropical Rush Monaco, you drink a 40 of this at any point in your life, you're gonna immediately want to smoke a Black and Mild and eat like six White Castles.
and you gotta post up.
Yeah. You're not gonna be able to do anything else with
you. I've drank four of them though.
At one sitting?
Yeah, I bought a case.
How many come in a case?
Eight in case.
Eight?
Yeah.
It's like in a little box, like a Thotterita.
No, yeah, you know, it's like a little six pack, but it's like a little extra little bun that's on the back end.
Hey, if somebody comes to your barbecue this spring or summer, we're getting close to that season, even if it doesn't feel like it, and they bring those Thotteritas to it, just know they don't respect you.
Or they got a woman with them. That you have to question a woman, though, maybe, potentially.
Bring some rosé. Are we over rosé yet? I mean, we made fun of it at least 12 months
ago. Yeah, I think the streets has got over rosé. I think
they got hip to it?
Yeah, man. Cats is not feeling the rosé no more.
Farewell, Rosé.
Rosé is
out. What's the question in the email? Like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bury the lead. But.
He was asking, what do we think about the whole Jesse says Munchalism being, for him being in a situation overall, do you think that we believe him? Basically, he's saying that.
I don't. I still feel like it's leveraging the collective struggle of the people for personal gain. And that's never something that I'm pro at all. Like, they could come out and say, like, I saw them bring out a report this week saying that there was a check that was like, it was for like video training or something like that, or something he was doing, you know. So, but either way it goes, no matter what happened, they still have this stuff on tape. They still have everything right here seeing what went on. Like, who's to say that he didn't put that on there as being a thing that's just masking what he was doing already? Like, 100%. Let's not treat it like it's completely ridiculous. And my thing about it is when the dudes that were involved in it started getting in on it right away, like, they didn't fight it at all. Like, they immediately started cooperating. Like, come on, Doc. Looks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Yeah, but, you know, let me get my conspiracy Negro hat on.
That's a Raiders hat for people that can't see. He just put a Raiders hat on.
Do you believe that it was a possibility that they could just really put him on the block and said that he was on that, even though they were trying to fuck him up for whatever reason on their own?
How you mean?
They were just trying to, you know, say like, oh, we were trying to beat his ass for whatever reason, some reason they had on their own, but they used that to try to dismiss what they did.
So you're saying that they're saying that instead of taking the rap themselves?
Yes.
But they still, they did actually do it for the reasons that we said.
No, they just whooped his ass, though, on some other stuff, but they lied about what it could be to try to deflect it.
Because he gave the other reasons.
Okay, well, so no, I'm with you. I'm 100% agreeing
don't
with
you. Don't try to undo. Don't try to undo all the good work we've done with the justice system.
No, I'm not. The justice system is full
The justice proof. System is forever.
So no, already. This one to put that out there for the streets.
Okay,
that's better. Next up, this one comes from CK. He says, hey, Matt. He put your name at the top, though, on this one. Hey, Matt, have you ever thought about an opportunity to go into baseball on this bigger end as a blood brother, understanding and knowing baseball, the high level you are? I appreciate your insights with it because I don't know a goddamn thing about baseball. But you always come up with something to make me think about baseball on a higher level. Daryl's dumbass always is the regular nigga that don't know nothing about. Hold on, man.
Keep on reading this. I like this.
No.
Keep on going.
Look here. I don't read the emails beforehand, though, so I'm just reading. Some of you skip some shit.
Are you skipping all the things about you?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Great.
So what do you think about a higher level of you being on a level with, like, Harold Baines from Baseball Tonight? So I skipped
Harold
some
Reynolds.
Things on.
Harold Reynolds.
Say Harold Baines, though. I don't even.
I would say Harold Baines has played. I think the shit might have sailed for me on that. But
yeah, but did Harold Baines play?
Harold Baines just went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Played for the White Sox
and the Mariners. And the Mariners.
He didn't play for the Mariners.
Harold Baines didn't play for the Mariners?
No. Oh. Harold Reynolds played for the Mariners. That's what he's talking about. Harold Reynolds then for TV.
These Heralds.
Yeah.
Those Heralds.
Also, shout out to Leroy that I found out played for Manchester City. I want to shout out to him every time I find out about him. He's also the best, one of the best players in Premier League, I found out.
Leroy.
His name is Leroy.
Like Pernell that plays for the National
He's from Germany, too.
Wow.
Black dude.
Okay.
Well, named Leroy. And he got fucked up hair, too, though.
People in like Germany Leroy. Took our names, though, and just started using them, like, for whoever. Like, that's how, like, the Derricks got over there, and it's, like, a white dude, and it's, like, D-E-R-I-K, and you're just like, oh, okay, cool.
How'd that happen? Like,
I
thought because Leroy.
German people love.
Because, honestly, Leroy has been extinct in the U.S. for black people, period. When is the last Leroy you met?
Who's the last Leroy that made it big?
You're talking about you got to be 70s.
Really?
Yeah, ain't no Leroy been good since 70s.
Do we count Leroy Glover?
No, that's
Leroy Butler.
Leroy is not
Leroy Butler that played for the Packers.
Is he really made it?
He's a millionaire still.
But he's not a household name, Leroy. Oh. Leroy was a big name in the 70s.
Well, who's the biggest Leroy of all time, man?
Gotta go to the Googles now.
All right, so what's the question? While you're going
He was asking about baseball.
About me, my own stuff.
You're a hero too, though.
So, I mean, it's a process for me, right? Like, it's, you know, I mean, I've been writing baseball in one form or another now. This is going to be my 8th year, you know. So, I mean, and in that time, you know, I mean, I've written for Major League Baseball. You know, I mean, I've covered professional teams. I've had the opportunity to speak with Hall of Famers like the recently departed Frank Robinson and Hank Aaron and Dave Winfield. You know, I've met some really, you know, awesome and dope people, you know, even people from like when I was a kid, you know, coming up in that time. So, you know, I feel like if I really like focused like all of my attention in on wanting to end up on ESPN or something like that, I absolutely could, you know, but I feel, you know, as well as I keep doing that because I love the game and it's just one of my many paths. I don't think that in this day and age, anybody can just do one thing and then just be like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to go after it. Like, you got to do multiple things. You got to be able to grow your brand as many ways as you can. So, I mean, doing things like the podcast gives me experience, you know, in self-honed production, you know, owning your own stuff, making things happen, growing those things out, you know. You got to keep doing that. But, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, you know, much respect and much props for, you know, that belief in my talent. And just, you know, I am definitely doing that. I'm still, you know, I make a lot of jokes about the blue check mark on Twitter, but you know what I mean, I did earn it, you know what I mean, like my work,
like
my work earned it for me, you know. It's kind of, it's like a step in and like a check that I'm you know, moving on to the next level. So, you know, it's dope. It's gonna be a good thing, man, but I appreciate that. You know, as I take steps, you know, everybody else will be taking them with me.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into our topics. I do want to talk about my Fort Worth Dallas trip. I got to see the second half of the Iowa State game. I was down there for work. Thought Tour, shout out to Thought Tour people out there. Mm-hmm. Texas liquor laws are ridiculously stupid.
Go.
You cannot buy hard liquor before 2 p.m. in general. Like, you can go to a bar. But I just can't go get a fifth from, like, riding through. Just get a fifth before 2 p.m. And you cannot get hard liquor after 9 p.m.
They're trying to keep the racism at bay.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Explain this perspective that you're coming with now.
I don't know. I mean, you know, Texas has an aggressive history, I think, when it comes to.
But what does that have to do with me?
People get more fired up the more oiled up they are. It's like that. Like, you get further south, though. I mean, you have completely different liquor laws than you do up north. Like, even Oklahoma.
Liquor laws are horrible.
Yeah, I mean, like, even in Oklahoma, you can't do that. Like, I think that, like, right when you get underneath Missouri, things change a lot. Like, it's kind of like the borderline of, maybe it's like the legacy of the Confederacy. I don't know. Like, I don't know what
it's
we say.
It's the Bible Belt, man.
Texas isn't in the Bible Belt, though, is it?
Yeah, that's the Bible Belt. That? Yeah, that's the Bible Belt.
I thought that Texas
That's
just,
the Mason-Dixon line.
I
baby.
Thought Texas was just its own thing. Mm-mm. Like, I don't even know if, like, Texas is necessarily subject to all of the
You
United
see Joel
States
Osteen,
laws.
Though, getting his paper on Houston?
Cats get their money down there.
You see, what's my dude?
They got high school
TD
football.
Jakes.
They got high school football stadiums. It's bigger than, like, pro stadiums. Like, cats get their money down
there. Shout out to TCU that has one of the smallest stadiums I've been to in my life. That would seem like it was smaller than a high school gym. Shout out to them for that. My homeboy got tickets for us. He's like, yo, come through. I got a ticket for you. $6,200. I was like, damn, you got $6,200. I'm being all bougie. I get there. we damn near sitting right on the top of them, and it was only like six rows behind me, but we sitting damn near about like right on top of the goddamn.
That's why TCU quarterback left to come to Mizzou. He needed real facilities.
I want TCU quarterback to come there.
Yeah, we got both of them. We got Kelly Bryant and we got the dude.
So homeboy, the other dude that left came there too?
Yeah, he'll be eligible next year.
Wow, no, shout out to Mizzou.
2020.
Yeah, because he got to sit out a year though. Kelly had a grad transfer.
Yeah.
Damn.
You saw them real facilities that's getting built up down there.
But no, TCU got a little great facilities. This is small and
got what Mizzou got.
And it's out in Fort Worth as far as hell from
that's
Dallas.
As far as hell. Dallas is a Dallas.
Dude,
is,
that's like saying a
Dallas is a tough city for me, man, because it's a lot of driving in Dallas, though.
It's a lot of driving, man.
It's a lot of driving. It's a lot of traffic to come with
it. It's
that
a
drive.
Lot of opportunities for a DUI for you, though, man.
That's why they give you the 7 hours to get it figured out. 2 to 9.
What do you mean? What do you mean 2 to 9?
You get 7 hours to buy that hard liquor, and other than that, you got to be somewhere to get it.
Yeah. You better be where you go.
There's got to be
it.
A damn good reason for that, because that's turning away a lot of tax dollars. If you turn away alcohol.
It's got to be.
You turn away alcohol sales for. You can, in Missouri, you can buy at 9 o'clock in the morning until midnight?
No. 1:30.
1:30, yeah. So, like, they're getting that money up here on that shit. But. And I don't further north. I've never had any issues either. I haven't been like
yeah, no Chicago. You get to the score 2 a.m.
Yeah, I haven't been in like Michigan and not been able to get it in. Like maybe you know I don't know. Maybe the bootleg.
It's so spread. No, I think it's so spread out though, man. I think that's the thing of it though. Like yo, like it's gonna take you a minute to get from where you going though with this bottle. 9 times out of 10. So
it's a real thing.
So let's go on our topics, man. Jumping on, man.
All right, man. First off, man, this is just first of all, before we go down this lane too deep this week, there's a lot of shit that happened. Yes. We're gonna give a little bit of time to a lot of things this week, just so you know, because there's so much. Like to pull the curtain back, we have like there's nobody I text more than Daryl. Nobody, and a lot of times it's not even like words; it's just like links to
articles,
stuff, links to this, read that, to see if we can use this or not. Well, this week it just was like two shows worth of content that came down the pipe. So we're gonna hit it all.
Dude,
right
I was
now.
Literally at the game though, and I sent him an article like, "Yo, I saw this shit at halftime and sent him to him."
Like we played tennis with R. Kelly topics this week.
It's like 7 of them.
Yeah, like it's crazy. So we'll get to that. But first, before we get down there, you know, there's a few things. There's a lot of shit that popped off this week. First of all, I don't know how many of y'all remember Robert Tractor Trailer from University of Michigan.
I love Tractor Trailer.
Michigan Wolverine, like one of
the last fat boys to be in the paint.
Like represented like super hard for the big fellas, like 6'9", like a healthy.
So it's him and Glenn Davis are probably the last of a generation.
Yo, it was a dude playing for the Celtics last night that looked like me if I like sat down and went to like Old Country Buffet for like a week.
What's his name?
Number 30 on the Celtics. Dude was out there. He was shooting air balls. He was a little chunky. I was like, dog, bro. Like,
hold on. For Boston Celtics.
Pull back. I mean, like, I'm 225, and he looked like me if I bulked up to a robust 265, 270. Like, dude was big. I don't know who he was, but – and that should say something because I know most of these motherfuckers. But anyway, so on the Clippers-Mavericks game this Monday, the Clippers announcers – and Tractor Trailer spent some years playing for the Clippers. But the Clippers announcers during the game were talking about the trade that sent Dirk Nowitzki from the Bucks to the Mavericks back in the day. And Tractor Trailer was who got traded for Dirk. So, like – let's say that's a net loss for the Bucks to trade Dirk for him. But Dirk got traded at a time.
The Tractor Trailer was at that time. That was the old school big man. You wanted a good big man,
and also it was also at the time when people wasn't scouting Europe enough to know like
who the fuck
it was. Like it was a fad almost to grab like European wing shooting jumpers.
Hold
like,
on, was his name Gershon Yabusele?
Is that
he's
the dude?
24.
Is that the
he's
dude?
6'8", 260.
That 260 is probably being generous.
Okay.
That 260
just
is,
for the streets to get know.
That 260 is probably looked closer to like 280.
Okay, go ahead.
Like that jersey had absolutely no give to it. Like
okay.
My man was looking like Kirby's Dreamland out there.
Yeah. He averages 1 point a game.
Yo, he was trying to get to 20 though with the game he was playing when I was looking.
Word, okay.
Like he was letting that thing fly Montella style.
Okay, he's from France. He was a friend and he played for Shanghai too. Go ahead.
A French Chinese cat that's now playing in New England.
And he
New
was
England.
A 16th pick in the 2016 draft.
Yeah, that brother ain't been taking care of himself. Damn.
And what's so crazy, that means that Ainge picked him in the 16th pick And nobody know who the fuck he is? Okay.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's what that's holding on them picks, though, is a problem.
But anyway, they was talking about Track the Trailer going to him. And then so one announcer says, you know, I guess Milwaukee didn't see it. I guess they were just talking about, you know, saying they didn't see the potential in Dirk Nowitzki or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they said, I guess Milwaukee didn't see it either. They drafted him, being Nowitzki, and traded him to Dallas on draft day for Robert Track the Trailer. Who's he playing for now? Now stop for a second. Stop before we go any further. If you know how this story ends, it's not a pretty one. Because back in 2011, Track the Trailer checked out. He had a heart attack and died at age 34 after playing for the Clippers for some time as well. So,
but Trailer got a son too, I believe, that is in college as well.
But the other announcer for the Clippers kicks in and says, "I think he's playing in the Detroit YMCA over 40 league." Oh, bro. Now, listen. We're not going to be the people here to, throw stones at people for maybe not knowing everybody's living condition, whether they're alive or not, because we have most certainly killed off a few people on this show historically that were not gone yet. So, and for that, we still apologize. However, we also aren't getting paid to do this either. So, you know, I mean, people do contribute to the production cost, but we don't work for a team per se. Yeah, like, I'm not going to start cracking jokes about, you know, like, oh, who else is, who? Like, I'm not going to start making Sean Taylor jokes, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to start making jokes about
Pat Tillman. You remember Sean Taylor, that safety?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, he played great.
What's he doing now with himself? He ain't on TV no more. He must have aged his way out the league.
But that's his bad general
sports. He got murdered.
But that's bad general sports knowledge, though.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. That's terrible.
That's general.
So, here's the thing. Someone, a production crew or a team official most likely, let them know where Trailer actually was, which would be the afterlife. And they got to get back on there and apologize. And we made light earlier that Nowitzki was traded from Milwaukee to Dallas in exchange for Robert Tractor Trailer. I was wondering what Tractor Trailer was doing today. Totally slipping my mind, and I guess Don's too, that he passed away a couple of years ago. The other guy, yeah, apologize. I didn't realize that. That game, they should have played the rest of that game on mute. You should have just turned on TV and heard sneakers squeaking because they got to fire two new people.
Now, is it worse for you to be saying that someone is not dead or to say they are dead? Like, man, ain't he dead, right? Is it worse? Which one is worse?
What's that?
Saying that someone is dead, like, yeah, ain't.
So like, they're actually dead or they not dead?
Which one?
No, them actually being dead is way worse.
And then you're overstating that they actually did.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
That's way worse.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just kill people off that, like, in real life and be like,
kill off a lot of random people.
And you're like, oh, what happened? So, yeah, no. So, from one side of life to the complete other side of life, we've got maybe one of the baddest women on the planet. People like to say that about Ronda Rousey, but she ain't done this yet. Last week, after 12 hours after leading her team to victory, Ole Miss head coach Joni Taylor had a child, meaning she was coaching a half a day before having a kid. 7:30 in the morning on a Tuesday.
She bad too. Shout out to you though, sweetheart, for doing your thing.
Yeah, Daryl has a different design for.
No, I'm saying shout out to you for that though. I appreciate you for being.
Shout out for her genetics.
The best woman you are. You've been the best woman you are.
Okay. Sounds like somebody could be bracket bound. Keep going.
Nah, I wouldn't say that, but. You know, you're a great player. You're NBA bound, but you bound.
Well, she's probably not gonna coach in the NBA. I mean, she's a coach. Well,
no, we're talking about for the bracket. You said bracket bound. I was saying
like the bracket is the NBA.
Yeah, that's the NBA.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, no, you see, there's maybe we do an NIT bracket as well. Who knows?
coaches. That
yo, but here's the thing. She came right back like 2 days later and was coaching again. So in the span of like three, four.
What's her record? My question is, what is her record?
What's the record of the team this year?
Yes.
15-10.
That's why.
She trying to hold on to a job?
You goddamn right.
Nah, man.
Don't matter. What did she do the year before?
I don't know. I'm not.
But those are questions I'm asking is like, is she on the hot seat? That's like. If you had pneumonia and you came off of it, but you know that you was fucking up at your job before and you had to get back out there, You gonna get back out there because I gotta get out back out there and for this job.
Hold on, bro. But no matter what the reason is, she got back and coached 5 hours after she had a kid.
She need that money.
5 hours afterwards.
Is she still with? Is she a single mother?
No, she's married.
Okay,
she's good.
Does he just sit at the crib?
You're getting really close to getting women upset at you.
It's very true.
No.
I'm defending women, though.
No, you're going to some places.
How am I doing it?
You're going to some places.
No, I'm
saying... You're looking for reasons not to credit the woman for giving birth and getting back on
court. No. I'm saying that it's sad that in the U.S. that a woman cannot have time off to have their child and be chill.
Hey.
Other countries do that, though.
I think she absolutely could have. I just think that she is like...
So you're saying that she's that competitive that
we got work to do.
But then that's a different discussion.
We got work to do. 15 to 10 ain't getting you fired in women's college.
Depends what you had the year before and the year before that.
No, she good. She's good. There's a sentiment that happens with these things. She's good.
Okay.
So to come back 5 hours, 5 hours after you had... What did I do 5 hours ago? I had lunch 5 hours ago and I wanted to take a nap before doing this show. She popped a whole baby out. And then jumped up on her feet and is coaching on the sidelines again. Yo, that's like Brock Lesnar, like Mike Tyson in 86 level shit. She cold as hell. Yeah, she'll probably pop your head off your shoulders just looking at you.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, is there, you know, some little bit extra?
You conspiracy brother gonna get you fucked up.
No, it's not gonna be fucked up. It's just more thoughts.
Speaking of that.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it.
No. There wasn't a leeway to the next topic. I'm just saying. Speaking of thoughts, the thought tour might have had. You might need to take a little time off from the thought tour.
Yeah, I do.
You might need to.
What is that?
You sound like you might need a nap.
No, man. I mean, I'm just consistently tired, man.
No, I'm talking about that. They gonna sleep your ass if you keep talking about women that's pregnant and living their life like that.
No. Dude, No.
You're trying to be
a different perspective of me, though.
You're trying to be me so bad. You want people to send you hateful emails now? You mad? You're mad because my man was giving me props and came after you.
And I skipped the paragraph, yeah.
And now you're coming after it.
Nah, that's not what it is.
Like, you're censoring the show.
No, I'm not censoring the show.
You're steering this towards yourself.
No. What the thing is, though, with the coach is that, in general, there is protocol in other countries for women to have time off and be maternity leave and have their time to be
nurtured. But it's an option, though, right? Like, they don't have to take it. She just opted out of not taking it.
Yes.
She's going to take it after the season. Because she got work to do right now.
Yeah. But the season's not over, though. She still got to recruit.
Everything. I know.
So that's not.
That's going to help her recruit, though.
It's not the end of the season, though.
But that's going to help her recruit, though. She got to do everything.
Okay, she got a 75-40 record. That's Joni.
Yo, that's balling. 35 games over 500. She A1. She did it for the love of the game.
I mean,
love of the game clause, straight off.
Okay, so let's go through her head coach.
Hold on, rapid fire round.
Because I can see how
you're doing this for yourself, not for anybody else. Everybody else has already co-signed that this shit is cold.
No.
You're doing this for you, so it makes sense for you. We go on to the next topic. You take your time and do that. I'll just take care. I'll take care of this next one myself.
That's fine.
But you're going to want a piece of this action, though, because guess what? Solange is bringing Black Panther back.
Look here, man. I got to find my password. That's a problem. And the email that I log in with.
Yo, I don't know exactly what it is here, but so this is the release. Chuck catches out on thesource.com. Solange put up a tweet saying, yo, she's got new stuff coming. Check it out on her Black Planet. She told people to find her on Black Planet. She dropped the link to it. You know what I'm saying? Said Black Planet forever. So she got like all new videos and art and stuff up on there. And now she's got the link. You can go to Black Planet. You can check it out. But what's the biggest problem here?
Nobody has a login.
Nobody's going to be able to log in to Black Planet. Except for the people that didn't know it existed because they weren't alive when Black Planet was out.
Or the other side of it is that you made it say, fuck it. We may delete those other profiles in general and just restart from there.
But what if you get on Black Planet and your old profile asks to friend you? And then you got to look your...
Because of the bot?
You got to look your 16-year-old self in the face and you can't deny who you was anymore.
I wasn't 16 then. I was like 20.
When you got on it initially, you were 20?
19.
Oh, yeah, you are old. That's right.
Oh, here we go. It came out in 99. So I was 18, 19.
That seems closer to right. Because I was 16. I know I was 16 when I got
18, 19. So I was like, I was a freshman.
Because you're kicking in on about 42 right now, right?
That's not true at all.
Okay, cool.
I'm not 40 at all.
I thought that y'all changed y'all age when y'all came over from the Dominican.
No. Oh, shit, that's true. Jorge is 48. Shout out to Jorge Acevedo.
I'm going
to
say 24 on his baseball card.
Yeah, goddamn right, though. But you'd be like, why is he still pitching? he won't bat. He will only play the American League.
Shout out to Satchel Paige, dog.
Because he had to bat?
He was like 48, and he was out there doing that job.
But he refused to bat, though, too.
Yeah, he probably didn't want to run.
No, exactly.
Actually, he said, avoid running at all costs.
That was in his book, though, when he has, like, the little things that keep you old.
That's one of his things. But anyway, though, so here's the best part about this is that, you're correct. I don't even have the email. Like, I can't even send my password anywhere because that email doesn't exist anymore. So, like, my Black Panther page is blocked off from me forever. Like, I can't even log in that email anymore. I think somebody else probably has it. Like,
dude, if y'all go there, people are – this like, Black Panther's general page is popping right now. Popular users – they got 7,713 people online right now. People done got back in and got their fucking profile pack back popping right now.
All because of Solange.
And these pictures look old on her. I'm clicking on people's profiles.
And they look.
They remember their email, though.
Are you on Black Planet right now?
I'm on the website right now.
Oh, man, that's disappointing. So here's the thing. The description in the source really made me get 3 years older. They said, for those of you who don't know what Black Planet is, basically a social network site for black women and men to discuss political issues, social issues, and engage in other dialogue.
Okay.
That essentially is Facebook.
Yeah, but Black Planet used to be popping like that, though, when I was in college, though.
Black Planet was popping until Black Planet never rolled with the times, though.
It probably had a year and a half run.
Yeah, it was popping until MySpace came and knocked it off. And then Twitter.
I think it got knocked off before MySpace.
Twitter started growing. That was back when Facebook was only for folks in college.
Yeah, MySpace was knocked out before that, before MySpace. It just fell off in general, just because.
It was like the box. It just ran its course. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, anymore. There you go. That's a better example. It just ran its course.
All right, man, let's get to some of our main things of the week right here.
Sir.
I'm going to introduce this, throw this to you. Yo, Black Oscar review. Yo, it seems like a long time ago when we was at just Oscar So White. Yo, this is the blackest Oscars ever of all time.
But it's the same, but it's some bullshit Oscar at the same time.
Go for it.
Fuck a green book.
All right, before we do that, because
you sound like a media. I wish I could see his hand. Like, before we go.
Before we do that, let's recap the stats of the night because I think it's important.
Yes, sir.
To keep things in perspective here. Mm-hmm. Seven black winners between individuals and categories. Unprecedented numbers for us. We represented
fucking Moonlight's got more than that.
I'm talking about across the board. I'm talking about first time people winning, breakthroughs. But we had the first black.
Here Moonlight won. Marshall Ali won. Viola Davis won. Like, that's the same. It's equilateral at that point. Only difference is that you're talking about wardrobe. That's the only thing that made that different.
No, Spike got his shit.
But I'm talking about numbers-wise. You're talking about numbers-wise.
I'm talking about the significance of the things that happened. I'm not talking about the – I don't care about quantity. That means nothing to me.
But you just said – you just
because what quantity. Because what can end up happening is when it comes to quantity – now, I'm giving the detail within the numbers.
Okay.
If you just do it on quantity, it's like if we have one vehicle that, like, puts us over. Like, just say Black Panther would have won 7 Academy Awards. That doesn't mean anything from the big picture of it all. That just means that one movie did numbers for us. But this one was across the board. You had multiple films that had people succeed both in front of the camera and behind the camera. And for me, people winning behind the camera is even bigger, arguably.
100%.
Because what's happening, I'm not counting directors. Like, directors get their shine. I'm talking about people that do the dirty work.
The wardrobe, you know, like the people. The camera lighting.
Exactly. Exactly. Effects, so, like, because that's really where the vision comes from. Like, the people that put those things together. So, I mean, you know, like,
shout out to the people that were, you know, being able to win those things, like, you know, like Hannah Beachler, you know, like Peter Ramsey, Ruth Carter, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things happen.
Ruthie Carter is the one that's like the big one. That's the one that was, I told people, remember I said that before, like,
Ruth Carter, so we can be on level. Ruth Carter became the first African American to win an Academy Award for costume design.
Yeah.
And she got it from for designing the costumes and the whole like visual side of Black Panther. Yeah. And you know what? What was so dope about that? And I don't mean to cut you off, but like my point with her is that what was dope about it was that, yo, that shit penetrated the culture at large. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are still rocking Wakandan gear. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That upscale, like, you know, kind of looks
homeboy
like a
with the suit though, all that shit.
Yeah, like it still is out there. Like, people are doing that, and like, so she's permeated through the culture though, and that's what I mean by like really like that's a win for me. Like, Moonlight won a lot of stuff, but Moonlight didn't change the culture. It didn't put the culture, like, it was like a dope movie, but like that movie hit on all levels and made it be a thing that was like visually stunning. You know what I'm saying? And made it work. Like, okay. I think that thing succeeded on a level that none of us thought that it could have, which is why I think so many people were upset about it not winning Best Picture. But I got a different thing to say about
that.
See,
I don't think it should not win Best Picture, period.
I don't either, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that because I know we're going to talk about Best Picture. But I just wanted to throw that out because that's what excited me about that. And I also love seeing the people get what was theirs. You know, like Spike getting his win. Like, yo, Regina King's speech. Like, that was like, it's from the heart. Like, that made me believe in my own dreams a little closer. Like, no fucking jokes about that.
And just to think that she almost got knocked out by Joel Embiid a week before that.
Like, Joel Embiid almost gave her the Hulk Hogan big boot. Like, and, you know, knowing how Hulk Hogan feels about us, that's a real serious thing.
Look.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah.
So I saw you online, you were saying that on your status, that you believe that Green Book was the best movie of the year.
So what I felt like I said that the
going
two,
to this though,
I said that the two movies that I thought were the. But hold on, before we go into the films, though, I still want to talk about the imagery because you know the thing that happened with the two was Billy Porter was hosting the pre-show and there was a lot of conversation about him.
Okay.
And my man from Atlanta. What's my guy's name? From Atlanta.
Which one?
From Atlanta, the main rapper on Atlanta.
Talking about Donald Glover.
No, his homeboy, who's the rapper.
Oh, you're talking about my homeboy. He went to Yale, though. Can't remember his name, though. He's in the new Chucky movie. He was in Widows as the main villain. Can't remember his name. But
Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah,
Brian okay. Tyree Henry, yes. who came out to present the award with old girl, the comedian chick on that's the white chick that was in the full like period piece gear, but whatever, you know, like a big thing is getting made out about like African American men wearing dresses, and I was like, all right, so let's be clear though, real quick. Like, one of the things is definitely doing a bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Brian Tyree Henry on stage is definitely doing a bit where it was funny about what he did, and my other guy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's clearly is expressing his fashion view. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a homosexual man. You know what I'm saying? He's embracing the openness that you can have with that and the ability to not be defined.
And it's also
by
being
that.
A dick to all y'all too, though, because y'all fucking dicks for even thinking they want to even be on the back end. No?
What about that?
He's being a dick towards the people being a dick. It's a double dick move.
Okay.
Which makes him the winner.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's... Well, that's
because
my thing.
Y'all are mad about him. If you didn't worry about... Like, I know people talk about this toxic masculinity or black man and masculinity. I get the idea of, like, wanting to hold that up. But if you didn't give a fuck about what the fuck they did and comment on it, though, it wouldn't fucking matter.
Yo, I'm glad he did it because I didn't even know who he was. And, like, he was out there doing his thing, and I was like, and I had to look him up, and I had to learn about his background. So, like, I learned something about him. I don't really give a fuck about what anybody wears, like, except for, like, Melania Trump. Like, that was bullshit on that punk-ass jacket she wore. You know what I'm saying? And these people wearing these MAGA hats. Yeah, that's a bitch move, too, because you know what you're doing with that. But, like, in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying, like, people expressing who they are through their clothes and stuff like that is, like, where we at right now. So it's like, if you're going to do that, we're going to do this. They gonna do that. There's a lot of like we's and they's and stuff like that. But yo, I applaud anybody who from a tasteful standpoint lets you know who they are through their dress.
My thing is like, you care about these brothers wearing fucking a dress or whatever though. If you don't say nothing though, they ain't gonna be nothing though. They doing it to shock you as well.
Right.
To shock y'all people that care about it so much.
Right.
So don't give a fuck. Let them live. Do what the fuck they gotta do though. And it's all good, man. That's the way I look at it, period. Like, yo, if that motherfucker want to wear that, though, let him wear it. Cool. I may talk about him on, like, this motherfucker wearing a dress and shit. You see the motherfucker? If I'm at the party, like, you see this motherfucker wearing a dress? Ain't that some crazy shit? But they ain't no thing me to harp on and be like, it's breaking me down. No, fuck that, man. It's not affecting you in general. It's not.
Yeah.
It's zero not. Like, there's no percentage that is
people get mad. People, like, right now, I think that the thing is, on both sides of the plate, both on our side and on their side, I think people are more content to just be mad at people for what they, for who they could be.
And it's the thing for us as black people, though. And I get it, though. We've been so broken down as black men, black people, and everything, that therefore, we feel anything that attacks anything sexuality-wise with us, though, is an attack on us as sexuality-wise. And maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But if you don't give a fuck about it and let it not be nothing, no, it won't be nothing.
Oh, I agree. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to fight a battle every day of my life.
No, man. I'm like, not worried about no motherfucker doing like, I'm fucking
picking,
wearing
like,
no
right
dress.
Now, I'm picking my fight smarter than I ever have at any point in my life just because,
man,
I'm not.
Listen.
There's too many things to fight, and if you don't know what you're fighting for and you're just reacting right now, you're not doing anybody a service in this at all. So, you know what I'm saying?
Now,
that's just how I feel about that. But with that being said,
let's get in
it's
this
probably time for us
second.
To fight now, too.
Yes.
So let's go for it.
Fuck a green book, man. That shit was whack as a motherfucker, dude.
So the comment that you made about what I said on the joint was that I felt like the two best movies, when I turn on a movie, now here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I can completely watch a movie and not necessarily agree with the politics of it, but I can watch it. Because, like, I've watched The Birth of a Nation. And I don't I don't agree with none of that shit.
But it's a
you know
well-constructed movie, though. It's a movie
But just as
setup.
A movie,
yes,
as
I
a
get
movie
it.
Plot set, I said that a Star is Born and Green Book were the two movies that I looked at, and I said, those are the movies, one of those two is going to win
I was gonna say
Picture of the Year. And I felt like they, as far as looking at a movie as a plot device, not looking at what happened behind the scenes of that movie, because that was the problem that a lot of people have. Bohemian Rhapsody was that Bohemian Rhapsody wasn't an accurate telling of Freddie Mercury's life.
I'm surprised that Rami Malek even fucking won that award.
And we can hit that, but my thing about it is that I said that I felt like when I watched those movies, and when I was in that theater watching those movies, I watched all of them except for Black Klansman. I didn't see that at the theater. I saw that at the crib.
I saw that in the theater.
But it's
I'm black as hell like that.
You are black as hell. You're way darker than me. But I felt like those were the best movies when I just say I watched a movie and I was like, oh, okay, this is it. Because one thing I never got the white savior angle of Green Book.
100%. I got it before the fucking I saw the movie.
See, that's impossible. I can't get something before I see it.
Yo,
I can't
that.
Do that.
Dude, I saw that from when I first saw the first period, like, yo, I hope this ain't a white savior movie, though. That's the first thing I said to myself.
You see.
Off the top.
Because I looked the way I looked at it, I'll be honest. I looked at it and I said, white savior doing this, this, and that shit. And I went to go see it because, and it took me a long ass time. I saw it in the theater like late. Like it had been out for like maybe 2-3 months before
I did too.
I saw it late. My old dude went to go see it and told me about it. And I was like, all right, bet. I'm going to get around to it. And then when I decided to see all of the Best Picture movies, the only one I haven't seen is Roma. And I feel like I should.
Roma's good as fuck.
I could,
that's,
but I can't.
See, that's what I was. See, I thought my choice
see, my,
was Roma
my, my
or Black Klansman, though.
My big problem with movies like Roma is it's really hard for me to stay engaged in what I'm watching when I have to read the thing at the same time. Like, it's
but
hard
that's
for
some
me
bullshit,
to do that.
Though.
No, it's hard for me to do it.
Because I think City Guy's one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's fucking all subtitled.
Yeah, I mean, and I enjoyed watching it, but at the same time, for me, it felt like reading a book as opposed to.
But you can't tell me City Guy's not a great film,
I didn't say it's not. I just said I would prefer not to watch a movie with subtitles.
So you're saying that people are just being lazy as fuck then?
No, not people. I'm just talking about myself. I'm just saying I don't like to watch movies with subtitles because I can't get as engaged in the emotion that people are speaking with when I'm having to read what they're saying.
Okay.
I just can't do it. It's not for me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure it's a fine movie. Just like I saw City of God. It's great. I used to date a Brazilian chick. I had to watch City of God. You know what
Standard
I mean?
Standard for the dating a Brazilian chick.
Yeah. I mean, that was life. But anyway, like my thing was is that Bohemian Rhapsody wasn't an accurate thing. You know what I'm saying? But people are saying it's a bad movie and stuff like that. And I don't agree with that either. You know, I looked at A Star is Born. I looked at Green Book and I said, for the Oscars, yeah, these are probably the best movies out of the ones I got to pick from.
You said between, but you think that probably at the end of the day it was between Bohemian Rhapsody and Green Book in your eyes.
No, I said A Star is Born and Green Book.
Oh, so you think that was okay?
Yeah, like
yeah. You couldn't put Black Klansman in there because even though I had issues with Black Klansman, I can see how you owe Spike though Nah, you owed Spike outside the bullshit adapted screenplay you gave him, though.
I don't feel... Well, here's my thing. I'm going to say this about adapted screenplay now. Mm-hmm. I almost hold that as in much revere as the ones that is not adapted screenplay.
What you mean?
When it's an original, whatever.
Oh, you're saying it's like the same difference. equal.
Yeah, because right now everything is a rehash, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything is another movie that's getting made off of something else that somebody did already. But to be able to sit down and, like, really take a story and turn it into a film now, like, that shit is rare as hell.
It's damn near original screenplay.
Well, exactly. And, like, he did that shit and he owned it and did his thing. Now, like, for me, Black Klansman was middle of the pack for the movies that were up for Best Picture. But, I mean, that's just me. There was no point in Black Klansman.
What do you think about The Favorite, though?
There was no... I like The Favorite. The Favorite was, like, a fucking comedy, though. You know what I'm saying?
And it's hard for a comedy when...
Yeah, I mean, like, The Favorite was a comedy. And I thought... Here's the thing. I think that The Favorite had better overall acting than any other movie that was up.
I was going to say that.
Because Rachel Weisz and Olivia Colman, who everybody discovered and just had the moment, that's what an award show should be. Her, Regina King, Spike, and Olivia Colman.
But see, that's the problem.
Their moments was like the best moments on the thing.
So Shape of Water won last year?
Oh, we don't count that. For me, the Shape of Water is like Batman Forever. I don't count it.
But this is the thing, though.
There's no way that when you look back at 2018 and you think about what happened in film, that Get
honestly,
Out isn't the defining
the favorite
movie
was,
of it.
Could have won, too, though. This is the thing that I think that the Academy is running into is that, and that filmmakers have to think about is like, if you go into a movie and you ain't got no Negroes, no Asians, no nothing, no diversity in your fucking film, you have the potential to not be able to win.
Yo, but here's the thing, though.
You can give them the white movie that they want, but you better have it diverse.
Yeah, but here's the thing about The Favorite, though, is that also while, you know what I'm saying, while us as African-Americans are having our coming-of-age era, too, women of all shades and genders, shades and lifestyles are, too. It was a movie driven by three women in the lead.
White women have won Oscars within the Academy. It just went white women movies, though. So that's happened. But the idea of diversity in film, I think, is going to be the future.
If you don't have
nobody diverse in your film, I think you're not going to be able to move.
I think gender empowerment is going to run hand in hand with diversity.
I think it's way beyond that because Thelma and Louise, you got hope. All these other films that won for years, and black films ain't did shit.
The thing I'm saying is that while we're doing this stuff with the black films right now, the Me Too movement is running just as hot as the fight for equality.
But I'm saying... That
like that shit has even surpassed like LGBT almost at this point.
100%.
Like we got to the point where it's just like LGBT is just like whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like not hold on, I gotta clarify that. Mm-hmm. Not whatever, like it don't matter. But like
people are saying haha, whatever.
But no. Let me word this one myself. Okay. Like it's like whatever. People have come to accept it more. It's not as stunning of a thing anymore where like your average person who's not that as bigoted towards things like that before. Like, for the longest time, yo, LGBT was getting hate from people that were on both sides of the race column either. Now we fighting racism with the same heat. But, like, you got gay people that are fighting on both sides of that thing now, and they're being accepted by both sides of that. It's not as big of a war against them right now as it was now for what I feel like for women fighting for the second women's movement that's happening right now.
So you think that there's gay men that's saying... So the racist movie is accepting gay white men.
Racist movie?
No, racist men are accepting gay white men. Though,
I think
because,
that they
have, they need to build up their ranks.
I think they have less of an issue. I think that there's probably people on that side have less of an issue with them than they do against blacks and against women getting empowered. There's a lot of fucking fights happening 100%. All at one time right now.
I could, because they could be like, "What's up?" It's been a whole bunch of gay leaders we've had, but they still.
I've been really excited to see how much more comfortable people have been just in being out and being theyself with their sexuality.
Yeah, I just think that the idea that the general people love the white savior films though, dog. It's a fucking trope that you
my thing
money
is. On. I felt like Mashallah Ali was the one. I don't feel like
that's why I think that he was reluctant to take.
But,
if you look at that, he
no,
didn't.
But hold on,
I think he's reluctant
is,
to take.
I don't feel like he was ever in that character. Let's just say Don Shirley, the character in the movie. Then mm-hmm. I never once in my life felt like he was the one that was in need of saving in an exaggerated form. Like if the story's not accurate to real life, and because it's a real life character, Okay, that I understand. And if that's not telling the story the way it was supposed to be, that's it. I'm talking about in the film itself. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about the portrayal in the film. Because Lord knows we've been making inaccurate movies for a long-ass time. Yes. So I'm not here to act like this is the first movie in history that didn't tell the truth. Yeah. But I don't feel like Viggo Mortensen's character in that thing was doing anything tremendously saving his ass. Ever, at any point.
He saved him like 3 times.
He came in and he stepped in. Like, if they was going to the motherfucking South and he had to step in and do that shit was actually realistic to how shit was going on down in that time. But when they got in the biggest jam in the fucking movie, it was Mahershala Ali that did the saving.
Tomorrow with the Kennedy joint. Yeah. He was in the jail.
Yes. So, like, I didn't, like, if I would have watched 2 hours of that movie and saw, goddamn, this dude was a victim the whole time.
Viggo did it twice, though. They got jammed up. 2 more times, though, Viggo got him out the other 2 times. There's 3 times they got jammed.
I'm not keeping score, though. Because here's the thing. Is like everybody, and the big problem I have with it is a lot of people looking at it, I know it's people that haven't seen the movie. Like, I've watched people.
I've watched
people say that they haven't seen the movie, but fuck this shit because it does this. And I'm like, you can't say that.
No.
I just got.
It does look like Driving Miss Daisy, though.
My biggest problem in general is when people form opinions about things they haven't participated in.
100% get you with that. No, you're right. You're right with that. I'm with you 100% on that.
I'm not trying to cape for the movie.
No, I get what you're saying.
Let's engage before we condemn.
Yeah, because my thing is that they didn't come with the Shirley family and everything. The scriptwriter said, I thought they were all dead. You know?
Yeah, like, now that I've talked about the movie, and before we get to talking about the Ultimate Renaissance Man, which is really what I want to talk about here. But I'm going to say I hope that from now on, people realize you can't take a liberal approach to facts with people who are still here. Like, you can't make a movie about – nobody would make a movie about Marcus Garvey and just think they can just do whatever they want to do. But you've had a lot of, like, retelling of movies that takes a little bit of a change. Like, you know, the based on a true story shit is getting stretched a little thin. Because Green Book, Bohemian Rhapsody, all of that based on a true story shit. Yo, the problem with that is you have people walking out of those movies thinking that that's the way this shit went because you're talking about real life people.
It's motherfuckers that believe that all lies on me, not all lies on me, all lies on me as I call it, is really
how Tupac was. I still haven't watched that movie because of you.
Yeah, don't. That's how Tupac was.
Tupac. They might as well had him in that motherfucker doing that shit around. I haven't watched it yet. Tupac
actually could have played it. This is good, though. Actually,
dead Tupac? Tupac
it, older Tupac is Mahershala Ali. That's a whole other thing, though.
All right, let's talk about Mahershala Ali. Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to agree. Yes. I don't feel like we disagree.
No, we're not disagreeing.
I don't feel like we disagree as much as on principle with it. People take offense.
Feeling of Green Book winning that. It's just wasn't a good feeling. It just felt like, yo, y'all really gonna be on this bullshit. Like, it felt like.
I know, but we both agree that Black Panther wasn't the best film.
No, it's not at all. It's one of the worst on this fucking list.
It's actually
the worst on this list.
It was.
You know, it is the worst of all these movies.
It's the worst. I'll just do it from an enjoyment standpoint for me.
I'm talking about from great film and enjoyment, it is the worst on this list. I've seen every one of these so far. I've seen every movie on this list. I've seen Black Panther. I've seen Black Klansman. I've seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yo, you know
I've seen The Favorite.
You know who got robbed, though? Christian Bale.
Yes.
Got robbed.
Yeah, that's what, I want to go in there with Rami Malek. That was the worst robbing ever. Like, that was a stick-em-up move. That motherfucker gained weight. He did all kind of shit to look like and sound like fucking Dick Cheney.
Yo, so I was
for y'all motherfuckers.
I was sitting there watching that movie, and I immediately, you know, like, Christian Bale's like one of the best method actors there is, like maybe the best on like Earth right now. But I sat there and looked at him being Dick Cheney, like him becoming Dick Cheney.
Dude, he looked just like the motherfucker.
But I thought about it. I was like, I wonder how much he picked up off of Heath Ledger becoming the Joker right in front of his eyes. And used it in that role.
So is he going to shoot somebody in their back? You saying on the back?
No, I'm just saying, like, did he learn something about somebody, like, completely just consuming themselves in a role? Like, the shit he did in, like, The Machinist, like, back in the day?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. You know what I'm saying?
Like he did in, even in, what was the joint, though, with the, for the House of Crisis? I can't remember it now.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
But he was the fidgety dude that was like, I'm just going through the numbers. And figuring it out, though. I thought that was locked up for Christian Bale. When I saw Rami Malek when he went in, I was like, yo, what the fuck are we doing right now?
I can't speak on
Best Actress. I'm not going to speak on
I can't speak on Roma. Yeah, I can't speak on Best Actress. I didn't see all those movies. I can't speak on Roma because I didn't see it. But if I looked at the movies off the ones like I enjoyed watching, like I just like left out of them and I was just like, huh, A Star is Born. Like, it's a take on another movie, but yo, that movie was fucking good.
No. It's a good movie, though. I don't think it's fucking with fucking Black Klansman.
Black Klansman, you know what? Honestly, for me, Black Klansman was probably last out of the movies on here. From the ones
really more than Black Panther?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Black Panther.
Wow, I enjoy Black Panther too, but I really enjoy Black Panther.
But you also got to realize that me and you both look at Black Panther in a different lens too, because we look at Black Panther as a chapter in a bigger book. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just a standalone experience. We look at it through the MCU lens, yeah. But it's like a big thing. Like, I enjoy Black Panther though, like even in the pantheon of those movies. But it's not even the best MCU movie to me.
No.
So it's like so
part of me is like, yo.
But like immediately I recognize my bias in that. You know what I'm saying? But I enjoy the shit out of it. Like, if you said, what movie do you want to watch right now, Black Panther or The Favorite? I'd be like, Black Panther. I'd rather watch Black Panther.
Oh, 100%.
So, I mean, just by that, it moves it up.
But at the same time, though, there's a thing that me that's learned. Maybe 6 months ago, saw 3 billboards in Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yo, the motherfucker was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's a great movie. That would have won Best Picture.
It should have won.
It would have won Best Picture, like, this year. Like, a fun thing to do, and then we can shift gears after this, is to watch a movie from the year before and see how long it's the best movie that came out. Like, another thing is, like, I feel like...
Like Crash. Y'all motherfuckers think Crash is the best movie of 2004. Get the fuck out of here.
Crash was always like a confusing movie for me. Like, I watched it, and I was like, what the fuck just happened?
This fake-ass fucking liberal white racism, man.
Yeah, like, I looked at it, I was just like, what happened?
But, like, a fun thing to do is, like, look at the best pictures from a movie from a year, and, like, look at how long they've been the best picture. Like, would they have won the next year? Would they have won
Right, we talked about before. Last week, we talked about when we saw about the Grammys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how long would this have been the best
All thing? Right, let's go into the fucking, the fucking...
Oh, hold up. We got to do the tribute still. We talked about all that shit. We still got to do the tribute. Mashallah Ali
That's why I was going into that.
Okay.
I was saying to somebody that's a real Renaissance person.
Yo.
That is literally Leonardo DiCaprio, not Leonardo DiCaprio that you know. We're going to Leonardo da Vinci.
Those are two different people.
I know.
What the fuck are you talking
But
about?
I'm saying I'm trying to connect people. Some people don't know. Look, you don't understand.
You drinking this Monaco and you getting swept up.
No. So people understand that Leonardo DiCaprio is Leonardo DiCaprio. We're talking about Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay.
Renaissance. Shout out to
think my neighbors are moving right now.
Oh, we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio is someone that I can get your name and buzz you up with. Boom. But I'm talking about Leonardo da Vinci. Mashal Ali, man, he's the most Renaissance man, like I was saying. Not Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm sure he's a Renaissance man as well. But we're talking about Leonardo da Vinci. Yeah, I could just see him just
doing
50.
He doesn't even act anymore.
But I could see him doing 50 million things, man. I could just see it. Okay. It just feels like it'd be Leo thing to do.
Okay.
It just feels like it, man.
That's well, Mashallah Ali, yo, like I said, man, on Facebook, I said, yo, he's like the Deion Sanders of, like, real life. Like, he literally...
He
literally does everything. Like, it's like if you took a brother and you just, like... He does everything we probably thought Tommy was doing for a living.
Oh, Martin?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's out here hooping. He's rapping. I mean, this dude's doing everything. Like, he decided just to do every profession that like a 13-year-old wants to grow up and do. I'm a hoop. Nah, I'm a rap. Nah, I'm gonna be a actor. I'm gonna be the best actor.
So people don't know Mahershala. People keep hitting me up saying it's Mahershala Ali.
Yeah,
He's a rap MC. Like a real MC, like certified tracks out there you can listen to that have been, you know, recorded for real before. Yeah. You could just record in your mama basement. Like, yeah. He went to like a real studio and like spent thousands of dollars back in the day to actually be in the studio. And then he had the audacity to play for Mount St. Mary's and average 8.8 points a game.
For his career.
Yeah.
So like he got that all 4 years.
Yeah.
Back before he changed his name.
Yeah, he said he didn't like basketball, though. He played, not Mount St. Mary's, just St. Mary's in California.
Mm-hmm.
He said he hated basketball, though. He said, you know.
It paid for school.
It did.
That's the number one thing.
And he ain't got no student loans. Think about that, y'all.
I think he would be able to pay them.
Yeah, but think about it. It's even more sweeter, though. That's how you can take a chance and be an actor. Don't have to pay no student loans, man.
Okay. I would go the other direction personally, okay, where I would just be an actor so that I could claim I didn't have enough income at first.
In general.
You're just like, I don't make money. Taxes. I'm an actor. I don't do this.
For tax purposes. It's for tax purposes. Tax purposes.
Yeah, man. Hey, hold on. Let's play a bit. Like, people don't know. Let's play real quick. Let's play a cut. Like, this is Academy Award winning, two-time Academy Award winning, best supporting actor, Mahershala Ali, on the track. Rather than I pitch straight from the hip. Bullpen, Brigadier, Pedal with Feather Merchants. Sandblast and kind of a ran right out the dry dock. Jack London, ferry boat stop, soaking your iPod. Fortune teller speaking, he split his aim at the Cyclops.
Dude, and he can rhyme too. And I want y'all to go see the visual, the video.
Because, like, the video, like, he just walks out the background. Yeah, like, I feel like he was supposed to be in Wu-Tang, but no, he just didn't have time.
Or it reminds me like a DMX when he used to be on the end of tracks, where he would just come out of nowhere and be
don't
like,
come at me with no bullshit. Oh, like, yeah. Yo, yeah, like, yo, who is this cat?
He's coming out hard on us.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, but Mahershala, the Renaissance man.
Now, speaking of people that ain't coming hard, Ja Rule.
Yo, man.
Ja Rule has forgot the fact that he probably needs to be laying low right now.
Real low. He's doing two things, though. You're going to name one, and then I found out about another that we did not
so
talk
I'm
about.
So I'm just going to talk about how he got booked. Like, so check this out. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody's at fault here, first of all. Like, the Milwaukee Bucks booked Ja Rule to perform at halftime of their game last weekend on 90s night. Now, let's circle the things that are wrong here real quick. First of all, Ja was not popping like that in the 90s.
I mean, Can I Ghetto was not in the 90s.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was like late 90s. People wouldn't say it was the 90s.
It was right? Like the 99-2000 season.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like when the Spurs won the title, not the Knicks. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Knicks never won. But not the Lakers and not the Spurs.
Yeah.
Like, it was the turnover season. But then he's out there and, like, nobody is feeling it. Like, you can see the video. Check the video. Peep the video out.
And then he tried to pump it up like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm really not a 90s artist.
That has nothing to do with people not caring about you. That's like you're performing at the county fair. You doing a halftime at the NBA game? Yeah. Unless it's the All-Star game, nobody performs a halftime at NBA games. That's unreal. Yeah. You're supposed to be at the game.
I mean, you got to remember when the Destiny Shaw got booed in Philly.
But trip off this, though. Mm-hmm. The Bucks came out there and started warming up while he was still performing.
Shout out to Giannis.
They out there shooting around, looking at him like, why is this dude still on the
Giannis
court?
Giannis was some grease. He don't know shit about no...
Man, Giannis know who he is.
No holla holla.
He know... Ja Rule's making that music that went to every corner of the world.
Yeah, but he don't know about the 90s part that he was trying to do holla holla. He know about the Ashanti joints.
You know better than to underestimate the reach of hip-hop.
I agree. You're right.
The only thing that could maybe limit that is that Giannis is probably like 7 when that came out.
I mean, I was saying age-wise and everything. Like, the early stuff, this would be 90s. Did he do Can I Get a Hit? He definitely was probably super young. Can I Get a came out.
I don't know if Can I Get a was going worldwide like that, though. Not like some of the later stuff.
Can I Get a was man, we're not here was to, in mainstream clubs, man.
We're not here to let him off the hook. Well, that 7-year-old was not in a mainstream club. So I'm just saying, average cat in the NBA born in like 2001, it feel like. No, I'm joking. I mean,
no,
it's like 90, it's like 93 or 94, though.
Well, no, you're going to be right in a second.
No, I know.
No, I'm saying like.
I know.
The
I know.
2001 exactly. Kid is going to be in a draft this year.
Coming I know up. Exactly what I was saying. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. For
you're
sure.
Not wrong at all.
But anyway, are you talking? Are you going to talk about Twitter?
Well, no. I wanted to go into him starting his own fire, another fire company. And try
no,
to
I'm
going to
finish
the same app.
I'm going to finish the rest of the week on Ja Rule. So then Ja Rule goes on Twitter and puts a curse on the Sacramento Kings and says they will never win again because and Carl Anthony Towns is going to leave them.
But he had the wrong team.
A few things here. First of all, the Kings have never won, technically, in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, again, is not right. And then you said that a dude that don't play for them is going to leave them. That's like looking at somebody saying, you're going to get a divorce. And I never been married, my dude. Yeah.
Your wife going to break up with you. Like, but I'm not married.
You're not going to be able to get your, you're not going to be able to get your affirmative action check. Well, I'm white.
Shout out to the reparations that might be happening. Shout out to any candidate talking about reparations.
Yeah, shout out to you. Stop talking about reparations if you are, because that's going to get your ass knocked off the ballot.
No, everybody's talking about it now. They pushing it.
Then we know everybody that's going to lose then. If you want to, you can circle those people, and you know they're not going to make it. But, yeah, here's my thing is, I think that the Sacramento Kings search results should have 50 Cent come out and do a halftime show. And just blast Ja the entire time.
Or should Bulk Milwaukee just have 50 come in and do the 2000s.
No, I want the team that he tried to go off on do it. Because the Kings, that's the ultimate troll job. You know the NBA will troll each other.
Yeah.
Like, team accounts troll other team accounts.
If 50 Cent will do it.
Yeah, 50 would do it. Now, you're going to have to pay 50, but, I mean, 50 would do it.
50 going to get it.
Yeah.
Now, is Sacramento making enough money to pay 50 right now?
They got a good little team. They probably need to keep it.
No, I'm talking about they might need together. They might need a whole year of ticket sales to get up to pay for 50. 50 going to charge you. This ain't Ja Rule.
They don't have any particularly bad contracts right now, so.
Are you saying that they're not? They're way below the cap. You're saying, huh?
I think so. They got
it. Well, they may need to do it this year before that that turnover happens, where they gonna have to pay some people to get to a certain percentage of the cap.
They got like most of their good guys in the last 2 years. I don't know, but either way, Sacramento Kings are actually good again. So shout out to the Kings.
Yeah, shout out to the Kings.
It took long enough. Don't let Ja Rule hold you back.
But Ja Rule's trying to also do his own Fire app, like for the concert app. He's trying to start his own as well.
Harrison Barnes is on the Kings. I forgot about that. He makes
They just traded him.
He makes a lot of money. But other than that, they're good though. Go ahead. New Fire app.
The new Fire app from Ja Rule, but it's not called Fire. It is called, as I pull it up, he basically is trying to do the same thing as Fire. So
it's the booking app, right?
Yes, yeah, the booking app.
It's like called Firestarter or something.
Yeah. Please don't be the same. It's called Icon.
Oh, okay. What's Firestarter? Firestarter is something.
Firestarter sounds like it's an app that is, but it's called Icon. But I think the idea is actually a stellar idea in general.
Oh, I think it is too. It's a talent booking app, so it's just all about being able to.
The booking agent in the middle, because the booking agent really the one that really kind of pushes up the amount. They're getting 20% of whatever.
It's like, you know what?
And they're upcharging 20% too.
I'm gonna download it and try to get some entertainment for my wedding. I'm gonna try to use the Ja Rule app. Make sure that I don't have to spend that money. I'll just make sure I don't have to spend that money. The app probably not going. It's always going to like default back to the screen.
Tag team, you're gonna have tag team.
Every time you put money in, it books Ja Rule. Like nobody, no matter who you click on,
it goes back to Ja Rule.
Ja Rule shows up.
Would you book tag team for your wedding?
No.
$500.
No.
Tag team back again?
No.
I may book tag team for them. You can have them come.
Tiffany will kill you.
Like tag, I got a special gift for y'all.
There you go.
Y'all remember 1992?
You gonna have
and then remember, you know that little music? Doom, 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 doom. We rolling.
And you gonna fuck around and be like Tractor Trailer, because one of the cats ain't gonna be there.
Shout out to Tractor Trailer again, man, because that was just despicable, man. Them cats was going on like trying to clown the man, Tractor Trailer.
You can't clown somebody for dying of heart.
Because you ain't heard of him, you ain't know.
Yeah.
That was a quick Google search, though.
That's like super easy just to know the NBA.
Yeah. There's no Tractor Trailer's dead.
Come on, man.
Now, I know we're from going to something else, but I had to tell you. So you remember the black dude on the Shield, the dark skin? Did you watch the Shield?
Andre Brower?
No. The other black dude, the skinnier one.
I don't know.
He killed his wife, I guess, 4 years ago and is in jail. I'm going to show you the dude's picture.
What's his name?
That's why I'm going to pull it up now. I randomly went into a Google.
It's like the dude in Young and the Restless got up out of here.
Yeah, no, this dude killed his wife, and I got into a Google search randomly about something.
You fell down like a black hole or you found
black
this?
Hole, and then I ended up on him, and they said, Michael Jace is his name.
Michael Jace?
Yes, dude right here. You've seen him in other stuff, too.
He was the dude that was the, what movie was he in where he,
He played in Great White Hype as the,
Yeah, that's him, Great White Hype.
He played the boxer dude. Yeah, Jamie Foxx was his manager.
Yeah, the dude that kicked in the door and was trying to fight Damon Wayans.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He killed his wife in 2014.
And he's...
And is in 40 years.
He only got 40 years?
He only got... Did you say he only got 40 years?
Yeah, man. They be hitting people with, like, ignorant mounts, like 200 years. No.
That's when you do, like... He gave himself up. He didn't fight it, nothing.
No.
Like, he called the police and said he did it, everything.
So he's not going to be available on Ja Rule's app?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll scratch him off. Yeah. But that was just random, y'all. So what we got next? Michael Jace, though, y'all.
I don't know how we do that. I thought that we actually were going to do like a upbeat thing before we went down here to Sexual Deviant Week 2019 featuring R. Kelly and Robert Kraft.
Shout out.
Which one do you want to do first, R. Kelly or Robert Kraft?
Let's go with the white man first.
White man first? We've been being nice to y'all last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. No, let's go black man first so we can go back to this week in racism.
We ain't doing this week in racism. We're doing this week in the new category this week. We're giving them 2 weeks off.
We're not going to go with the Maryland? Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
We're going to go somewhere else.
We're going to give y'all the
week. You the one who made the decision.
Yeah, I know.
You're drinking the Monaco's and you didn't erase your memory. Yeah, you got short-term memory loss from drinking that damn Monaco. So, all right, man. We can go Robert Kraft first.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, Robert Kraft, and by the way, he pleaded not guilty, too.
That's before he didn't know he's on tape, though, I think.
He did it today, and the tape has been out since the weekend. He still is saying not guilty. We're about to either see the most Teflon white privilege of all time since Trump and George Bush taking the presidential elections, or we're about to see somebody fall flat on their face. Like, so for people that don't know, Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has been celebrating the Super Bowl a little too hard. And actually, this was even before the Super Bowl. Like, he was living his best life.
This is the conference championship
game. Yes, this is during the AFC championship game. Mm-hmm. So before flying up to Kansas City, he hit up Miami?
Flew down to Miami first to this little – think about any strip mall in your city. Just indescript strip mall.
Like laundromat.
Yeah, indescript. It ain't nothing in there.
Check cash and place.
An old country buffet.
That's a nice – I was going to say a Chinese buffet.
Yeah, but old country buffet there. A Foot Locker.
A nail spot.
A nail spot is there. It may be adjoined to this same place.
like a cable company got a place there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Spectrum or whoever you got.
Spectrum.
Yeah, like they got an office there where you go pick up your little cable box.
And a Kmart.
Kmart's even getting shut down though.
Right.
That's a big ass strip mall.
But it's an indescript strip mall.
Okay.
And he decided to fly from Boston all the way down there before flying to KC. Like, I gotta go.
I got a hankering
to go in there for a $75 hand job.
For a rub and tug.
For $75.
I thought he spent $60.
But it don't
he must have tipped her.
He got paid. Yeah, he tipped $100 all the time. He said he was a good tipper. He said.
Somebody handle your meat. You might as well give him a C note. one way or another, we all are doing it, brother.
I mean,
whether you know it or not, you're paying.
But how do you have that much money? And then it must have been a spot though, because it was what Citigroup's CEO got caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else did too.
Did they have the whole list out yet?
Yeah, they do.
The whole list is out.
Yeah, they got it all.
Okay.
I think that was that thing to Adam Schefter was a lie about, like, oh, it's so many more bigger names. No, Robert Kraft is the biggest name on there.
It could end up being like the Fappening, where they just keep on dropping people. Like,
no, they released it all at the press conference. Okay. Like, yo, these are all the motherfuckers we coming to get. If your name is on this list, remember in school, like, if your name is on this list, come to the principal's office.
They calling people to the office?
Yes. They're like, well, you may not live here, but if your name is John Thompson,
go to the principal's office. Get your ass to Florida right now.
We need to holler at you. And you're going to fingerprint you real quick, get this mugshot popping, and then you can bail yourself out.
Yeah, you can just. We're not gonna even lock you up. Just cut the check when you walk in, cause y'all.
Now, do you think NFL's gonna punish you for this?
Yeah, for sure. They have to.
What can you do though?
You can do a lot.
I mean, they're not gonna take his team.
They might not take his team, but he might have to divest, like to his son. Like he might have to get out the paint. I mean, think about it, man. Jerry Richardson had to go.
Yeah, but Jerry. Yeah.
They got him all the way out of there, and like that's even a step up from where they were with Jim Irsay.
Jim Mercer got caught with drugs though in the car.
But I mean, I'm saying though, like people that damaged the image of the league, man, they're not messing with him, no matter who you are. And you know Jerry Jones and them gonna be rallying against Kraft.
You think ain't they all boys?
No, they are people co-conspirators together in NFL ownership. But if you got a chance to get a little bit more power, get some people out of the voice, like because
Kraft got some dead bodies though, he'd be like, check it out, Jerry. I know where they at.
We can ask how we think that stuff works behind that door. We got a much more qualified associate of the program we can talk to about that. But I don't. There's no way he's gonna just go back to work in the fall and get suspended and show back up.
Yeah.
Something's gonna come down. Believe that.
Yeah, that's true.
So R. Kelly, man. Let's get to your boy.
Kels got locked up, man. They charged him with 10 counts.
Of aggravated criminal sexual.
They got another tape, they say, allegedly.
How many tapes are out there now?
It's supposed to be three now. It's two more. They're supposedly with him and a 14-year-old.
These shits are like the Infinity Gem.
And he's saying out loud, tell me I like that 14-year-old pussy.
Oh.
Y'all see Matt's face right now. Indescriptness.
Oh.
Yeah, tell me you like that 14-year-old pussy. Did I like that 14-year-old pussy? Mm.
Well, good for you, man.
Shout out to those people that still caping for this motherfucker, though.
Yeah, something wrong with you. But here's the twist, though. Mm-hmm. A owner of a daycare put up 10...
And she owns like 4 or 5 businesses. 100 racks to get them out? She owns 4 or 5 businesses. She owns like some food spots. She actually owns the strip mall that the Robert Kraft was in. I feel like in my universe that she owns the same... Because she owns like a food place, a laundromat, all kind of shit, and a daycare. So I feel like that's the same strip mall that Robert Kraft was getting.
So we got like
the same universe.
She's like the Dr. Claw of this shit. There you like go. She's sitting in there. She got
her hand out there.
She got a shadow and shit, and mm-hmm. It's just, you don't know what she looked like.
She just bailing out everybody, bailing out the R. She said that she knows R. Kelly personally, and that they're great friends, and he would never do that, and that he just have to see his day in court. Them girls is lying.
So she's in all the denial.
Yeah,
she's knee deep in denial.
Yeah.
Okay. She going to have to close her down, her little empire, because some people not going to... You got to pull your kids out of the R. Kelly sanctioned daycare, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that. She's going to have, like, a feeding system up in that joint. That's, like, the worst. That's like being, like a madam almost. Yeah. Who's that, Heidi Fleiss?
Heidi Fleiss. What was the other one that Hugh Grant got caught with? Brown. Georgia Brown, what was her name? Georgia Brown or something?
No, not Georgia Brown. That sounds like somebody is either plays bass or
a jazz singer or something. But Hugh Grant got caught with a Brown. Jackie Brown. It was like what?
Jackie Brown.
No, it was. But he got. Remember that back in the day when Hugh Grant got caught.
It was Estella Marie Thompson.
What was her name that she got caught up with?
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, what he did, Divine Brown.
Divine Brown, there we go.
Either way, what he blew it with Elizabeth Hurley over that.
Oh, that's who he was with at the time.
And Elizabeth Hurley was fine then. Yeah. She might still be fine. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. She's English, so it could have fell off a little bit. But Elizabeth Hurley was super fine at that point in time, and he blew it. And he's the most English-looking motherfucker of all time, too.
Oh, he is English all the way, though. You can look out here in his accent. And see that he's English.
Let me see. I haven't seen Elizabeth Hurley in a long time. Yeah, she's still bad. He messed up. I mean, they probably would have been broke up anyway, but still.
So Estelle Marie Thompson's real name. I mean, that's her real name.
That's Divine the type Brown's of name where you need to rename yourself Divine Brown.
That's Divine Brown's real name.
So either way, man, R. Kelly, I don't know. Like, Kells had to get the money together to get out. Like, he's going right back. Like, they ain't letting him out. Like, can he leave the state even? He got to stay right there.
No, if you're on bail, you can't leave the state.
Yeah, he hooked.
He can't tour nothing. He can't get no money. They said he's broke.
Yeah, I know. He's, like, broke as hell. Like, he ain't even took a... How you...
He can't read, man. He's illiterate.
I get that, man. But once you got the money...
If you can't read and count...
Floyd can't read.
And we'll see.
We'll see.
Let's go into the time machine and see in 10 years where he at.
Okay. That's fair.
We ain't seen him in 10 years when them bags stop coming. And he's trying to be smart with it, and he's got the promotions and all that stuff going. So he may not fall off.
I think
off
Floyd's
going to
be okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying just because
he also think he's coming from a lot further up.
Yeah, R. Kelly, money-wise, too. It's going to be harder fall. And he doesn't drink, smoke, or he doesn't have any proclivities like that.
Jesus Christ, I mean, he...
Got kids. He's got a lot of kids.
He's got a lot of kids. He got some proclivities.
Yeah. He likes to fuck.
He likes to spend that bread. But you know, if you're making it, you're making it. But this ain't about Floyd. Floyd, shout out to Floyd. Floyd was a good ass dude the time I kicked it with him, so I ain't got nothing bad to say about him. He's a decent cat. But
I know I said fuck Floyd.
Okay. Just don't say it when he around.
No, I got no problem with that.
Okay.
I just keep it to myself.
Huh?
Keep it to myself.
No, that's fair.
And I mean, I was a Floyd fan, man, but just the last 5 years, 5 to 10 years, man. Just,
is it the Gucci thing?
The Gucci thing was like the nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. It was more just in general, kind of how he moves.
Okay.
In general. That's what more it is. You
that's
know?
Fair.
The beating up the girlfriend thing, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's not. That's
you know
not
what I'm
a,
saying?
That's a
that was
play.
The beginning of it for me, and then there were just other little things that happened that they're ongoing for.
Yeah, that's a bad play. That's a bad play. I actually had one of my homeboys tell a story about kicking it with R. Kelly for a summer. We'll have to have him tell it one time. We'll have him come on.
Is it as great as I think it is?
It was an interesting story. It was an interesting story. We'll get him come on and talk about his.
Should he have been in the Surviving R. Kelly? He got story.
No, he's good, man. He's good. He was a minor league baseball player back then. R. Kelly was around. It was an interesting thing.
Why was R. Kelly hanging with minor league?
Well, it's his story. I'm not going to tell his story. We'll have him come on one day. But anyway, so Speaking of people misrepresenting themselves, let's get to a substitute. Maybe we're going to let this segment go on for as long as we need to for the time being. And it's going to be called This Week in Jussie.
Yep.
And introducing what This Week in Jussie is, this is just simply when somebody's pump faking out there in life, like misrepresenting themselves to get ahead or doing whatever it is. Now, luckily, this isn't a murder, political murder, Tom Clancy style espionage shit like Jussie's pulling, trying to pull off. But this is your story, though.
This is shout out to Sherry Shepherd. She was at the, she got into the Delta VIP lounge, but she told
Don't they have one of those in like every airport now? Or is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she got in there, but it's a VIP lounge. You have to be certain class to get in there.
No, you can pay for it.
You can pay for it, right. But they just let her in free.
Okay, because
they thought she was Octavia Spencer. Mm. Or Octavia Spencer, yeah.
Yeah.
And
is it a case of they all look alike? Or is it like
a
Jorge Acevedo situation?
Both.
Okay.
I think it's both.
Okay.
And then so she went there. People were talking to her about the Oscars. So she jumps on her IG and sends a message to Octavia like, hey, I'm in this VIP lounge. I said I was you. They asking me all these questions about you, just the FYI for you, because I don't want to get kicked out. I can't tell them I'm only Sherry Shepherd. I don't want to get kicked out.
That's fair.
I loved it, though.
That's fair.
That's using that as they think that all black people look alike.
That's collective might.
Yeah, collective might.
That's collective might for the black people, right?
Yeah, yeah. That
like
is.
That's all of us using ourselves to get over.
Yeah.
Like if you was like if you needed to get over, you wouldn't have any problem with saying, you know, hey, I'm Mini J. Cole.
Yeah, I can say that.
Might need to stand on something, but.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the biggest one I've heard is Mos Def.
How do you say his name now?
Yasin Bey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case I do have to act like I'm him.
He's a little darker than you, though. A
little bit, but I mean. If it's in a nightclub, I can get away with it, maybe, you know.
Okay.
Especially white people, they may not know who I am.
They all look alike.
Yeah.
They all look alike.
So, shout out to you, Sherry Shepherd. You were the first. And you know what? And I feel bad for you, Sherry Shepherd, because not bad for you, but that you're the first in the pump fake Jussie section. This is a lighthearted version of it. You want in the future, we'll be having people straight pump faking. Not the fun, lighthearted ones like this. We're going to talk about those people that are doing the high level pump faking coming up on the future sections. But white people, we will be back with you for This Week in Racism next week. We doing a double header on you next week. So, you know, we gave y'all a 2-week break because of Jussie. And we good with you. So, we good?
Well, next week, I want to take some time and do like a true weekend review of the Michael Cohen situation. Because
like a blow-by-blow.
I wanted to put it in here right now. But I really want to take my time with this one.
Yeah, we can't waste it.
I've got a number of philosophical questions for about if that's just kind of like how life is, or if that's, you know, if that's
just
really
the
how things
the
go.
Randomness.
Like, is that how y'all really do? Like, do y'all be jumping down on each other like that? Like, you already going to prison and you still dropping bodies? Like, that's tough.
WeBay just took the body.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's going to be my thing. It's like, that's my go-to. Like, that's the anti-WeBay.
Like, I was thinking about, I was trying to get that gift and it had it, but it wasn't good, is when Omar is going to the court when he got that tie on and he pointed them. When he walking in, and he pointing at Stringer and them, like, I got y'all motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But when they was locked up Bird.
Yeah, like, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. But we gonna get with y'all, man. We gonna find out what it is. Hey, we got coming up on the other side of this weekend, man. We got brand new. We've been telling y'all it was coming. It's about to go down. We got a brand new
OG Hour
revamped episode
of the OG Hour.
It's
on video, so go to, you can listen to the regular podcast as normal, but you can go to YouTube, SOLC and the Scenario YouTube page, and you can subscribe there and see the new episode coming up. And we'll also be videotaping half of our episodes, other episodes as well from other different things and projects we have going on as well. So definitely go subscribe on the YouTube if you want to see our glorious faces.
Brand new from our downtown studios here in St. Louis.
Yeah,
man.
Downtown at the We Are Live studios. So give us email us well, straightolc@gmail.com, straightolc on Twitter. The Stroud Low Cash, the Scenario fan page on Facebook, and IG. We don't have IG yet, but you can just hit us both up on.
We should get an IG.
Yeah. I need to build one out.
Yeah, you got to manage it, though.
Yeah. And I can just make it automatic.
I just kind of like lurk on IG.
That's all I do.
Like, I put up a
we
picture.
We need to talk about that at some point.
Lurking
like,
on
how
IG?
How many people are just lurkers on IG? They don't post
nothing. I'd say the majority of people are lurkers on IG.
You think that like 60 to 70% of the IG looks are just, people are just lurking.
Oh, they're not interacting. For sure. I'm talking about like lurking like Batman up in the sky lurking.
Or what was it, Sting, when you said the Sting?
Sting, yes. Sting, Batman, gargoyles, like all of that shit. Like Spider-Man jumping off the top of a fucking thing. Like, that's what IG is for. We can go through a whole thing about what each social media platform is for.
Okay, that's real. And let us know what y'all think. Shoot us some emails. Show us love as always. Appreciate y'all always. Peace.